It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret has the day off. Coming up later, we'll talk about some of the best movies of 2013 and what might win big at this year's Academy Awards. First, it's a classic New Year's resolution. I'm finally going to stop smoking. And while it's a good goal to have, our next guest says there's a better way to go about it. My guest is Morgan Johnson, Director of Programs and Research at the Monday Campaigns. Morgan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So it's New Year's Day, a day when lots of folks are thinking, my resolution is to quit smoking. Apparently, the numbers of people who think about this double on New Year's Day. What's wrong with wanting to make one heroic effort to quit smoking?
Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with picking New Year's as a quit date. We know a lot of people do it, and you know, we want to encourage people to continue to quit whenever they see fit. However, some of our recent research, which was published last year in JAMA Internal Medicine, shows that people are more likely to quit on a Monday or look for help on a Monday throughout the year to quit smoking. So what we have found at the Monday Campaigns is Monday can be a good trigger to help remind you to stay quit over time. So it's not that you're making, as you put it, one big heroic effort to quit on New Year's, but you can start quitting on New Year's and then use Monday as a day to really follow up on that resolution throughout the year.
So in other words, you might fall off the wagon a little bit during the week, but then come Monday, you recommit to quit.
Yeah, absolutely. What we know is most people who attempt to quit smoking on New Year's are going to be puffing away by Groundhog's Day, really. So what you can do instead of just making that one effort, if you do find yourself slipping or relapsing or picking up those cigarettes again, just use the next Monday as a day to re-quit or recommit to your quit.
Well, why Monday? What is it about Monday that makes people want to quit?
Well, Monday is a day that people generally see as a fresh start, a day for a new beginning. We see this through a lot of our survey research. The psychology literature also demonstrates that Monday is a day that people feel more motivated to change their behavior. So it's not only a good day as far as your internal motivations, but it's also something we all share. So it's, you know, sort of a shared cultural experience. Everyone has a Monday every week. So if you're using Monday as really that day to recommit to your health, you can know that you're not alone. There are millions of other people out there that are thinking about Monday as that day to start or recommit to their health.
Do you think there's also something about admitting that probably you're going to fail during this quest to quit smoking and that you've got it built into your plan already? Yes, I'm probably not going to make it all the way, so I'll just start again on Monday, and that takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things we often do with New Year's resolutions is we, you know, try to do something big and then we feel bad about it if it doesn't work out right away. Well, the fact about smoking is it does take a number of attempts to quit. So, you know, the research ranges, that's anywhere between, you know, 7 and 20 attempts to really quit for good. But if you're recommitting to that quit on a weekly basis, even if you fall off the wagon, you know, if you do it every week, then you would think that in a shorter period of time, you could quit for good rather than trying to quit once a year on New Year's.
So let's say someone out there is inspired to try this Monday approach. What are some steps and tips that they can try?
So a few tips that we like to throw around at Mondays. For one, you want to use Monday as a quit day. So I know New Year's Day this year isn't on a Monday, but if you are trying to quit today, make sure you're recommitting to that quit attempt coming up next week on Monday. Really use Monday as that day to plan for the week ahead, you know, anticipate any triggers that might make you pick up a cigarette, reflect back on the week previous to see, okay, you know, I did have that craving, I didn't deal with it well, what's another way I can get around that craving in the future? You can use Monday to check in with a buddy, whether it's a fellow quitter or a family member or somebody else in your life that can support you in your quit. Use Monday as that day to check in with them and you know, see if you can make it through the next week together if they are a fellow quitter. But also, it's a good day to celebrate your success. So if you were able to stay quit for the week, you know, give yourself a pat on the back on Monday. Do something nice for yourself. Use that money that you would have use to pay for cigarettes on going to the movies or taking yourself out to eat. So Monday is really that day you can, you know, start again or recommit to that quit.
I like the language that you're inventing around the Monday quit. You said something like staying quit. And it's a good way to think about it because hardly anybody quits anything forever at one time, especially at least.
Right. You're basically, if you're quitting smoking, you should think of yourself as somebody that's a quitter for life. You're always quitting. So, you know, it's something that you're going to have to battle throughout the course of your life once you put down the cigarette. And that's okay. And that's something that we understand. So, but if you can be proud of that and say to yourself at least once a week on Monday, hey, I'm a quitter and I'm going to keep up with this, you know, that's a good positive attitude to have.
So let's say someone's doing pretty well. Maybe they've had a couple of Mondays where they have re-quit and they've stuck with it. What about rewards? Are those important?
Absolutely. I think it's very important, whether it's, you know, quitting smoking or starting a new diet, an exercise routine, it is important to reward yourself because we need that positive reinforcement to keep going. So as I mentioned, you know, you can do something like save the money that you would have paid for cigarettes and use that on yourself to, you know, do something nice like go out to eat, go to the movies. It's also, again, a day you want to celebrate with people. So if you do have those support systems in your life, which many of us do, that are aware that you're trying to quit smoking, you know, maybe they can give you a call, cheer you up, take you out, you know, do something to celebrate the fact that you're making this great attempt to change your health behavior.
What about a journaling approach, or at least taking stock of how the week went? Is that sort of built into the Monday plan?
Yeah, again, Monday is a great day to reflect back on the week previous. So if you had any cravings that were really difficult for you, you know, how did you manage those? Did they go well? Did they not go well? So you're continuously learning from that experience, but also to look to the week ahead. So let's say you like to go out to the bar with your friends, and that's a time when you often might smoke. You know, look at your schedule, say, okay, you know, I'm meeting my friend on Wednesday night. We're going to go to the bar. Well, you know, I'm aware that that might trigger me to pick up a cigarette. So maybe I want to meet my friend at a restaurant instead, or just do something else so I can avoid that trigger.
In terms of using the Monday plan, is there any sense that there could be a danger there that you just think, well, yeah, I can not try my hardest, or I can smoke during the week, and there's always Monday. There's always another Monday, so maybe I don't ever really have to quit.
Yeah, you know, there is a sort of this sense, I think in particular, again, with diet and exercise, that, if you know you're going to make a concerted effort in the near future, that maybe you're slacking off in the present. But what we like to think of Monday as is really this time that you're committing to your quit. So you're not just saying, okay, I'm just not going to smoke today on Monday. Like, you're really saying to yourself, okay, I want to quit cigarettes, and this is my day that I'm going to start that quit. And what we found through our research, too, is that people that are doing good things for their health behavior at the beginning of the week on Monday are more likely to carry through with that behavior throughout the week.
Can this approach, this Monday approach, can we use it for other stuff like losing weight, getting in shape, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Monday works for a wide variety of health behaviors. We at the Monday Campaigns work on physical activity. We work on nutrition. So if people are out there saying, you know, I want to go to the gym more this year, I want to have a healthier diet this year, Monday is a great day to do those things. It also works for sexual health behaviors. So if you're trying to encourage people to, you know, have safe sex or get tested for STDs, that's another thing we found, that it's conducive to Mondays. So there are a wide range of health behaviors that really apply to this Monday concept.
Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We've been talking to Morgan Johnson, Director of Programs and Research at the Monday Campaigns.